welcome to another episode of Relationship Alive. This is your host, Neil Satin. I want to follow up on episode number 54, which is where I gave you a quick practice in appreciations to help amplify the positive energy in your relationship. So today I'm going to give you another exercise that you can do in your relationship that will help feed into a sense of positiveness, optimism, that things are headed in the right direction. And this can be helpful no matter what state your relationship is in. So that's what today's episode is going to be all about. Before I dive in, I wanted to just take a moment to make sure that you've had a chance to download the free guide on my website, neilsatin.com. It's called The Single Most Powerful Thing That Can Make or Break Your Relationship. And if you'd like to download it, all you have to do is go to neilsatin.com and click Send Me the Action Plan. Or you can text the word PASSION to the number 33444 and follow the instructions, and I will send you a link to download the guide. It's as simple as that. So I hope you take a moment to do that. And also, if you haven't yet, follow me on Twitter or on Facebook. Or I even just joined Instagram. So there are a few different ways that you can follow what's going on with the Relationship Alive podcast. And all you have to do is search for me, Neil Satin, on any of those places and follow me and I'll follow you. And then we can have a conversation, which is kind of what it's all about. Okay, on with today's episode. So here's the thing. What you focus on grows, and this is true whether you're focusing on positive things or on negative things. And another important thing for you to know is that the story of your relationship matters. So if you see your relationship in a negative light with complaints or criticisms or things that your partner isn't doing right or the ways they're not showing up, then that's something that's going to grow. If not actually grow, it will certainly grow in your consciousness. So how do you create a new narrative or enhance the narrative that you already have about your relationship so that no matter what, when you tell the story of who you are with your partner, it's something that you want to grow. It's something positive, something that's headed in the right direction. So the way that you do that, well, one, by noticing all the times that you are being negative, whether it's being negative in how you talk to yourself about the relationship or in how you actually interact with your partner or your kids, or your parents, or your coworkers. There's all kinds of opportunity to be negative out there. And the other thing that I want you to notice is how you talk about your relationship to other people. Because maybe, especially if things aren't perfect, and let's face it, they generally aren't perfect, it can be so easy to bitch to a friend of yours about what's going on or how you wish such and such were better. Well, it's actually been scientifically proven that that kind of energy is totally undermining to your relationship, and you're headed down the wrong road if that's what you're doing. So on the flip side, once you've noticed that, you know, it's not about beating yourself up for it. Like I often say about noticing the less than desirable things that you might be doing. It's simply about the noticing. And then when you notice, see if you can start to substitute something positive. Now, if you can't automatically come up with something positive, I suggest you take a minute, maybe not this instant, although if you want to, you can hear what I'm about to say and then hit pause. But I suggest that you take a minute and actually jot positive things down about your relationship, positive things about your partner, ways that things have improved since you first got together, memories that you savor about your relationship, things that you're looking forward to, things that you envision are actually possible, things that you're grateful for. Make a list so you have it handy, and keep it handy, because then what I'd like you to do is to imbue your day with moments of celebration. These are times, and you can remind yourself however you so choose. You could set a reminder or an alarm on your smartphone. You could make a little note on your hand in pen or permanent marker. You could get a tattoo, but that might be taking it to a bit of an extreme. But the idea is, whenever you are reminded or when you notice that you're about to go down a negative road, substitute it with a celebration. Celebrate how grateful you are that your partner is there for you when you get home at night. Or celebrate how loved you feel when your partner appreciates something about you. Or celebrate the magic of how you came together and your first kiss that you experienced. There are all sorts of opportunities to celebrate. And then you might also really put more attention on the ways that you have been improving. And even if this is just a one-sided thing, I mean, if it's happening with your partner, then that's great. Spend time together, creating a ritual around celebration. It's kind of like the appreciations that we talked about in episode 54, except along with appreciating, you might look back over the things that have been challenging for you and notice how things are getting better. Even the smallest bit of improvement can be huge because, as they say, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, or hopefully you're at least getting in the car or something like that. But you get the point. All it takes is a little bit of motion in a new direction to alter the course of what's happening. And especially the things like the perpetual problems, the things that you're always arguing about or that annoy you. Like, as you make little bits of progress on those things, it really helps to note them. As we spoke about with Shannon Waller way back in episode 31, it's easy to feel kind of beaten down if you hold yourself to this standard, your ideal of what you want in your relationship. If you're always measuring yourself against your ideal, then you're always going to fall short. It's like trying to reach the horizon. You'll never get there. Now, this isn't to say that you shouldn't have ideals or vision in your relationship. That's huge. It's so important. But if you're measuring yourself against your ideals, that's a recipe for feeling pretty bad until you actually get there. But the odds are that you won't, because your ideals will always be growing and changing as you grow and as you develop. So what's much better is to look back on where you were a month ago, where you were a year ago, where you were 10 years ago, if your relationship lasts that long, or just for you in your own life, and compare where you are now with where you were then. And what I'd like you to do is to make that comparison, not using that negative bias of your brain, but with an eye out for the positive ways that you have grown or that your relationship has shifted. So that is your mission with this exercise, to find those positive things and to savor how you've been changing and growing. If you can do that with your partner, that's amazing. And finding little rituals to commemorate how much you're growing and shifting and things are getting better is huge. Whether it's simply a toast before dinner or a special mention or a special date or surprising your partner with a card or simply gazing into each other's eyes and offering that total attuned attention around honoring a moment, something to celebrate. Or even better, find a way to celebrate your partner to someone else, to a friend, to a family member. Let them know how amazing your partner is about something or how much progress you've made in your relationship around a particular area. That kind of external facing celebration can be a huge positive force in your relationship. So whether it's internal, just within you or between you and your partner or you to the outside world, these are all ways that you can foster that kind of positive growth. Because finding opportunities to celebrate your relationship will amplify the positive, will amplify what makes it all worthwhile to begin with, and will help you in your quest to always be fostering that positive energy that's happening in your relationship. And as I said at the very beginning, what you focus on grows. The more you focus on the positive, the better off you'll be. And the more you are aware when the negative bias of your brain kicks in and can make a quick determination, like, do I really need to pay attention to this thing that I'm feeling really charged about right now? Is my safety really being threatened? Well, if not, then making the shift to one of those positive things is one of the best things that you can do to shift the tenor of your life and of your relationship. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode and are finding it inspiring, and I can't wait to hear about how you find ways to celebrate either your own progress or what's happening in your relationship. Please let me know. You can write to me at Neilius, N-E-I-L-I-U-S, at neilsatin.com. Or you can join the Relationship Alive community on Facebook, or like I mentioned at the beginning, find me on Twitter, Neil Satin, or Instagram, and communicate with me there. I look forward to hearing from you and seeing you online, and stay tuned for next week when I will be talking with Michelle Wiener Davis about strategies to divorce-proof your relationship. So it's going to be another incredible interview with an amazing guest, and I'll see you next week. Take care until then. Thank you for listening to another episode of Relationship Alive. If you like what you've heard and want to make it easier for other people to find out about us, please take a moment to subscribe to our podcast and to rate and review us on iTunes. If you have questions or comments or want to continue the conversation, you can always join our Relationship Alive community Facebook group. And for more information about today's episode, visit us online at neilsatin.com/podcast. Or you can always text the word passion, P-A-S-S-I-O-N, to the number 33444 for more information. Finally, do you have a burning question that you're hoping we can have answered here on Relationship Alive, either for a future or past guest? Let me know and I'll see what I can do. Take care and see you next time.